went to see Gonzalez at Brighton Dome. I wasn't sure what to make of this. I mean, I'm a fan of Gonzalez's early work, and his album from 2000, Gonzalez Uber Alice, has never strayed that far from my turntable. And when I played it to people, they're like, what's this? Because it's a kind of mixture of electronica. It's got a bit of a trip hop, a little bit of rapping on it, and kind of down tempo exotica.
And have you seen him before, live?
I have seen him before, years ago, with Peaches. So Canadian performance artist Peaches. Gonzalez is Canadian himself, but lives in Germany now. And he's moved into doing these piano pieces. He won a Grammy for his award for his work with Daft Punk. So it's obviously extremely popular. I'm not entirely sure about his piano pieces because to me they're quite pastiche. So they're taking kind of Eric Satie, George Gershwin, Chopin, stuff like that. And I felt it's a little bit kind of, well, I went with my friend Lorraine and she said library music. So to me, this was a game of two thirds.
But it was divided though.
The show was split up. It was divided up into chunks. So the first third, to me, I mean, it was quite self-indulgent, sort of tinkling on the ivories with what sounded like quite a lot of incidental music to a Sunday night ITV light entertainment drama where there's a kind of a murder in the Cotswolds and everyone goes around in a Morris Minor.
It's been a murder.
And it was a bit like that kind of incidental music. I mean, everyone else was like going wild for it. Yeah, thank you. Go away. I'm speaking. I wasn't totally sure what to expect in that, and I was thinking, like, oh, please let this move on. And thankfully, it did. I mean, after he got out of his system, it really did liven up. He is genuinely a very, very funny performer. So I had an interview with him yesterday. You know, he says, I am an entertainer. And he certainly was entertaining. He did a deconstruction of how Nirvana and Britney write their song. So he was on the keyboard. He's like, this is how you write a song. So you go, da-da-da-da. And then you move it up a little bit. So you go, da-da-da-da. And then you move it down, da-da-da-da. And when he put it all together, we finally got, oh yes, that's Nirvana. He did the same thing with Britney. Genuinely very, very funny. He really took the mickey out of all the people getting up and down all the time going out, that everyone in Brighton has weak bladders. I don't know what all the getting up and down was about. And at the end, he did a rewind of a lot of the parts of the show, and he segued very quickly through the moments for the show that we've already seen. And it was genuinely very, very funny. So I do forgive him for the first part. I did find the first part self-indulgent, but I really enjoyed it. When it all warmed up, and I have to say that Sarah McCoy, the support act, was stunningly good. She was amazing.
Ah, so this is the artist that we heard yesterday that turned me straight to a bottle of red wine.
That's right, and the Gauloises. Yeah. She cracked open the Gauloises. So, yeah, she has got a belter of a voice. I mean, nods towards Nina Simone and Amy Winehouse. Unfortunately, she only played a 20-minute set and they got the piano tuner in the middle.
It wasn't her show. It was Chili's show, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, but whether the piano was a bit out of tune or whether she just bashed it out of tune, I don't know. But sad she only played a 20-minute set. But yeah, overall, good evening. A really good evening. I could have done without the first 20 minutes or so of self-indulgence.
Can we hear that support act again then?
Yeah, we can. Tell you what, if we could squeeze Sarah McCoy in at the end of the programme, we shall do that.
Lovely.
We shall
do that.